everybody. Wow, that was an interesting
radio.
And a warm welcome to all of you from around the world. I'm Tracy Rhodes from Cellular Healing, serving all creation through spiritual amplification and delving into ancient mystery school teachings for the modern mystic. I am your host. Thank you for joining me. Shall we begin?
Well, a top of the morning to you here in Australia and evening to wherever you are all over the world. Well, that was an interesting beginning to the show. Didn't think I was going to get on. Skype did not want me to speak. So what we're going to do today is we're going to look at the new moon that's taking place Thursday in Australia, Wednesday in the States, and what is how we can work with the energies of this moon to really, really create what we'd like to achieve over the coming months. We'll take a couple of live callers, and as usual, begin with playing the crystal singing bowls and sending out the light. Now, when we send out the light, as we give, we receive. It's universal law. So as we connect, just open your heart and open your mind and allow love to pour through you. And the more you give, the more you receive. So. Rise in consciousness, opening our heart, opening our mind, allowing the vibration of love to just pour through us. We connect on a very deep level with the six-pointed star, the star of light, balance, healing. And we see this light pouring through us, into the earth, into the soil of the earth, into our food, crops, into the crystalline structures within the earth. We see the light, which is love, pouring through the animal kingdom, mineral kingdom, nature kingdom. We see the light pouring through the oceans, rivers, streams, and ice sheets of the earth. See the light pouring into the drinking waters of the earth. We see the light pouring through the air, through the atmosphere, through the thought forms within the air. And we connect with the sun, the element of fire, and we see this light pouring back into the earth, into the flame at the heart of the earth. We hold anyone who is known to us personally, who is in need of help or healing. Silently we name them now and see them perfect in the light. And today we especially hold the dear souls that are participating on my 6-week spiritual amplification mentoring intensive.
Siri not available. Connect to the internet.
We see these dear souls strongly in the light of the star, purified, illumined with light. Before we take our first call, I'd just like to share that we're in the balsamic moon phase. Now, the balsamic moon phase is 3 days before the new moon, and it's a time for setting intentions, to reflect on what you've accomplished during the past month, over the past lunar phase, and start embarking on what it is that you would like to create over the coming month. And then once you do, just surrender it. Whatever you create in your vision for your life over the coming month, whether it be in your personal life, in your relationships, whether it's your business, whatever it may be, or may it within yourself even, once you see, feel, smell, taste, touch that essence of what you would like to create, just let it go. Surrender it. Surrender it to the divine, to God, to whatever you'd like to call it. Just surrender and allow whatever is to take place, because when we let go of our vision, sure, we need to have a path, an idea of what we would like to create. But once you let go of that vision, it opens us to so much more. It allows us to exactly come in alignment with our soul's purpose, with the reason for incarnating. So the more you focus on what you would like to achieve and then surrender it to that or so much more, is when we really start to create amazing, amazing things. And we see our lives created in love, in harmony. Now, at this time, your intuition is probably very, very strong, especially with all the other astrological situations that are taking place. Follow your hunches. And before you go to sleep at night, ask that you receive whatever it is that you need to focus on over the coming month. What is the number one key thing that you need to focus on? And then upon waking, take note of what it is that comes to your vision, what it is that you are guided to do, and then take physical steps to do it. Because when we take those physical steps, that's what creates that. Our vision is one thing, but we also need to manifest by actually taking the steps and creating what we're here to create. So, as I said before, it's a great time to plant the seeds for the harvest to come over the weeks to come. So let us take our first call, and the last four digits is 1862. Welcome, you are live and on the air with Tracy.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome. May I get your first name?
My first name is Craig.
Craig, nice to meet you. And which part of the world are you from, Craig?
Las Vegas.
Oh, lovely. Beautiful. So what's happening with you, Dale?
I'm in the midst of looking for a job, relocating, so I could be near my companion.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. So how I work is I'll ask questions, and by saying yes out loud just enables whatever it is that you need to energetically let go of that is stopping you from creating what it is that you would like to live. Are you happy to work this way with me?
Sure.
Sure. Okay, so the first thing that's coming to me is, will you allow yourself to just let go and trust in divine plan and divine timing of your life? Same. saying yes out loud, so it's in motion. Breathe.
Yes.
Breathe deeply. Will you allow yourself to allow your vision to open so that you may clearly see the path that is waiting for you at this time in your life?
Yes.
Breathe. And will you allow yourself to not second guess what it is that you were to do?
Yes.
Trusting yourself, trusting in the flow of life, trusting in the divine.
Absolutely, yes.
Breathe. Will you allow yourself to open your heart more fully, allowing more love, more joy, more surrender and self-acceptance into your everyday life?
Yes.
Rising up another spiral of light. Surrendering to all that is. Allowing yourself to live with grace and ease. Joy and peace. Love. And unity. Opening your heart more, your hands to receive. Complete surrender to your life's path of love. In the body. Can you feel any movement in your body, Craig?
Oh, yes.
Is it flowing freely through you?
Yes.
Surrendering more, accessing all of who you are with complete and utter faith, trust, sincerity, and service to the light. Will you rededicate yourself wholly and solely to the light? Yes. are you feeling?
Feel great.
Wonderful. So what I would like you to do, if you choose, at a physical level now, is to sit down in the next day and a half, and actually see, write down what comes to you. Just open your heart, connect to the six-pointed star, the pictures below here, and just ask, what is my next step? How can I manifest what I need to? And just write down exactly what you envision, exactly what you would like, and then surrender it. Surrender it and allow what is to take place. And each time any form of anxiety or confusion or how am I going to get this job or how am I going to get closer to my loved one, just breathe, connect to the star. Allow the vibration of whatever it is that you're feeling to just move through you, holding on to nothing but the faith that all is well. And this evening, if you can drink lots of water, and as early a night as you can, because this will continue as you sleep. And I thank you with all my heart for you calling in and sharing your beautiful gift of you. And I truly see everything opening beautifully for you because you are ready. And it is time.
Thank you.
Much love. Much strength. And deep peace. So let us now take our next caller. The last four digits are 4311. You are live and on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Hello. May I get your first name?
Siri not available. Connect to the internet.
That was interesting, wasn't it? Because it's turned off onto airplane mode. Okay. So I think we need to connect to the internet of light and love.
Yeah, and that might be more true than that.
Yes. May I get your first name again, Dob?
Keisha.
Keisha. And which part of the world are you calling from, Keisha?
North Carolina, USA.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. And where? What's taking place with you, Dom?
Well, I'm trying to move, and I'm trying to shift my energy over so that I can get enough energy to actually make the move.
Beautiful. Will you allow yourself to know that you already have the energy? Will you allow that to take place and manifest within your being?
Okay.
Saying yes, sets it in motion. Will you allow yourself to know this, Keisha? Saying yes will help you to set this in motion.
Yes.
Breathe. You have all the support, all the love, all the guidance that you need. Breathing and letting go. By connecting and tapping into, as Siri says, the internet, you'll strengthen the light within you, which is your strength to create and work through whatever it is that you physically need to work through. So would you like to do an exercise with me where we just connect a little bit more deeply with the light?
Okay.
the love with the Christ star.
Okay.
Okay. Now, see above you the blazing six-pointed star. It's the six-pointed star that's on the pictures down below. And as you see this star, it's very much alive. And it's a star of balance, of health, of healing. And as you connect to that, just see the most beautiful, brilliant, golden ray of light just pouring down in and around you. But what I'd like you to do is just to take your thoughts from your brow into your heart, down into your heart, and allowing yourself to just let go of the density that life is hard. Will you allow yourself to let go of the density that life is hard?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Breathe. Breathing and letting go. Breathing and letting go. Opening up to the energy that life is easy. And no matter what you have to do, you can do it easily by being in the present moment. Will you allow yourself to live in the present moment?
Yes.
Breathe. Breathing. Breathing and releasing all that is keeping you from moving into the now. Breathing. Opening your heart, coming into your heart. Allowing the golden light of the star to come through the crown of your head into your heart space. And see at the center of your heart an amethyst cave with the flame of light. In the center, this flame is the source of all your strength. Every time that you need more strength, when you feel that you need the strength, the wisdom, the love, the support, go into this space. This is where you rejuvenate, where you heal, where you get all the answers, where you go through life easily and effortlessly. Will you allow the light within your being to flood through into every cell and cell membrane within your being, allowing you to have an easier and happier life? Will you allow this now, Keisha?
Yes.
Breathe. Will you allow yourself to release the thoughts and vibrations from your mother and from your mother's generation, six generations past, in relation to life being difficult? Saying yes, set it in motion, breathe. Just letting it go, unraveling, dissolving, releasing, purifying, illuminating. Making life easier to live, more peaceful, more joyous, knowing that you are supported, that you are never, ever, ever alone. Ask for what you would like. Release the focus of what you don't. Will you allow this now?
Yes.
Breathe. Rising up a spiral of light. Allowing more light, more love into your being. Opening your heart, opening your mind. Accepting love. Will you allow yourself to accept love and support?
Yes.
Breathe. Will you allow yourself to know that it's okay to ask for love and support?
Yes.
saying yes, that's an emotion. You are worthy of love and support.
Yes.
You allow yourself to receive.
Yes.
Bringing in the energy of love, support. Feeling what it's like to be loved and supported. Allowing the density to just drop away. Focusing and feeling the love and support within your breast, within your heart. Life doesn't have to be hard. This new moon, you have an opportunity to reset, recalibrate. You allow yourself to recalibrate, keeping the lessons and learning of life being hard, but allowing now to recalibrate, to love, support, easiness, gentleness, and peace. Will you accept this now, Keisha?
Yes.
Breathe. Receiving more help, more acceptance, more assistance. Can you tell me how you're feeling?
I feel like more. I feel really scattered, and all of a sudden, I just felt whatever it was. I just felt real focused and real clear about everything. Like even when I opened my eyes, like everything was more clear, more focused, and in my body. I don't know. Like it just felt like, but then I just felt everything like tighten up. I like realign itself, kind of like. So I feel like you said, the support, my back is straightened up. So I feel the support. You know, literally, I feel the support on my back. So, and that's how I'm feeling right about now. You know, feel a little stronger, a little supported, like you said.
Beautiful.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Congratulations, you did it. I just hold you in a safe space. You're the one that heals yourself. So you can do this anytime. You connect to the star, bring the light in, come from your head into your heart, and feel the light expanding through you. Bring through that vibration of support. You felt it. You know what it's like. You have access to it because it's you. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
And it's going to get so much easier for you. Just remember your spirit. remember who you are and that you are never alone and that you are loved way beyond your comprehension. All you have to do is ask upstairs for the support and the help and you will feel it. It will flow through you and you will be able to accomplish anything at any time. And for that, I salute you.
God bless you.
And you. Much love and great strength. Please feel free to click on the links below and see the free gifts that I have and download whatever you'd like to download. And
okay.
I wish you great joy.
All right, you too.
And lots of water. And if you have a chance to have a bath or a shower and an early night, that would be wonderful for you.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks again.
Much love, Keisha. Okay. So we were going to talk about the new moon and what's actually happening and taking place. We've got a new moon, which is really interesting, at 29 degrees 59 Aquarius. Now, this is a Thursday at 10:49 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, so in Sydney, Australia. So in some places and states, it's 10-15 hours prior. It just depends on where you are. Now, as we said before, the new moon is a phase where it's ideal for setting our intentions and our goals. New understandings of why things are taking place becomes clearer to us. And the vision that we have may have been hidden before, but it comes to the fore now, and it allows us to, over time, manifest whatever it is that we would like to manifest. Programs and projects that you've already begun and that are ongoing may get a boost now. They'll get a boost now. Perhaps a new idea or option takes it to the next phase. You have an opportunity to take something to the next phase. And time to take action because time to take action. So we're at this new moon. It's really powerful because it's the second new moon in Aquarius in a month. We had the last one, I think it was the 20th of January. And this is quite rare that we have two in the same sign in a month. So it makes it even more powerful. So whatever you decided in January to create for your life, you may not have been able to manifest it and get it started, but in this new moon you're given another opportunity to actually step forward and create it. It's also a time where ideas, projects, plans have a primary focus, and you really, really do get to manifest much more fully what it is that you would like to create. And because it's the second new moon in Aquarius, what may not have got up and started has a better chance of doing it. And you may need to reset how you're doing it. You may need to look at a different way of creating and doing what it was that you were going to do. And it'll just flow. It'll just fall into place. So with this new moon, we get a chance to regroup and go back over so that we've got a clearer focus, a stronger plan of attack or movement, forward movement. If you've been feeling off kilter and you're not sure what's real and not real, things will start to be clearer for you. There's an overall feeling that even though it's an Aquarian full moon, there's lots and lots of water, lots of Pisces. So things may be surreal and a little bit wafty, but if you're wanting things, you're going to see that you want things to be different and become very clear that something in your life, some area in your life, really does need to change. And the things that you wanted to create with your New Year resolutions, you have another opportunity to begin them now. Friends will play an important role in your life at this time, and it will show you very clearly those that you are to work with more deeply and those that may be just moving by the wayside. Pay attention to who enters your life at this time because there's a very strong reason for it. See what you are shown at this lifetime with the people coming into your lives and how you can work more creatively with the innermost part of your being. You'll be getting more ideas than usual, more visions, more ideas, whether it's for your business or for your life and how you're to live. And write them down, because sometimes this energy is really wafty, and if you write it down, you can come back to it at a later date and go, oh, that's right, I remember that. Yes, now it's time. Let's begin that. So some questions to ask of this new moon. What is trying to get through to you? What energetically, what vibration, what vision, what is trying to get through to you? And are you paying attention? Is it time to take a total and new direction in some area of your life? And have you recently become aware of a higher vision for your life? So again, write it down so that you have something tangible to hold on to follow through with, and to remember. So we've got a short period of time left, and we'll just go into a very brief meditation. And this meditation is going to be a full-bodied meditation. And what it is instead of going out, which is in anyway, I want us to become very much aware of our physical body, because so often in life we try to escape. And whether it be through daydreaming, drinking, alcohol, drugs, whatever it is, we try to escape our lives. But when we actually really, really allow ourselves to come into our physical body, grounded on the earth, we have so much more strength. And we have so much more clarity with what's taking place in our life. When we're grounded, we have our spiritual vision opened at a physical level. And at a physical level, that's where we live. We live on the physical. We are spirit in human form. And our sole purpose is to live as spirit in human form. And with each lesson and each test that we experience on a daily basis, it's for us to bring the light, which is love, into the aspects of our being, which are being tested by breathing through and experiencing, feeling the pain, feeling the sadness, feeling the heartache, but not holding on to it, because life is meant to be easy. We don't need to make it hard anymore. And the time of making life hard and holding on to stuff that we don't want is done. We allow it to be done now, saying yes, sets it in motion, and allowing life to be in your physical body. And to let go of any emotional dross, any thoughts that no longer serve, easily, effortlessly, quickly, safely, and soundly. So let us bring our attention into underneath our right big toe, feeling and experiencing beneath your right big toe. Breathing and experiencing underneath your left big toe. Breathing and experiencing underneath your left little toe. Breathing in and feeling the sensation underneath your right little toe. Your right ball joint. Your right arch. Feeling and experiencing the sensation of your left arch. Your right shin. Your left shin. Your left knee. Feeling and experiencing the sensation and feelings within behind your right knee. Your right thigh, your left thigh, Breathing in and experiencing the sensations at the base of your spine. Relaxing the base of your spine. Breathing in and feeling the sensation, experiencing the front of your waist, the skin at the front of your waist. Your left hip ball joint. Your right hip ball joint. Breathing in and experiencing the sensation of the front of your right rib cage, your left rib cage, your right shoulder, left shoulder, left shoulder blade. Right shoulder blade, right elbow, left elbow, right wrist, left wrist, palm of the left hand, palm of your right hand. Experiencing sensation behind your right hand, your right thumb, your right pointer, your right middle finger, your right ring finger, your right little finger. Breathing and experiencing the sensation behind your right hand, your left thumb, your left pointer, your left middle finger, your left ring finger, your left little finger. Breathing and experiencing your right armpit. Left armpit, your sternum, front of your throat, back of your head, tip of your chin. Breathing in, relaxing and experiencing the sensation of your bottom jaw. Top jaw, inside your right ear, inside your left ear, inside your right nostril. Inside your left nostril. The tip of your nose. Behind your right eye. Behind your left eye. Your right eyelid, left eyelid, brow, third eye, right eyebrow, left eyebrow. Experiencing full body consciousness. Feeling peace. The movement within your physical body. Bring your attention into your heart. Full body consciousness. And when you are ready, gently stretching your limbs, rolling your shoulders, and opening your eyes. So let us now perform the sealing ritual, which consists of a silver equal-sided cross within a circle of light. And we place this upon the crown of our head, brow, throat, heart, solar plexus just above this, the belly button, spleen to the left at the back, sacral just above the pubic bone, and the base of your spine. And then we circle ourselves in light. And we do this by seeing a brilliant white light coming through the left foot and on the in-breath going up the left side of the body to the crown of the head. And then on the out-breath coming down the right side back underneath your feet to complete the circle, enfolding you in light. We do this together, one, up the left side, over the right side on the out breath, coming back underneath the feet to complete the circle, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And to ensure we are firmly grounded, see a spiral of light coming through the earth, up through the earth, through your left foot, circling your body seven times clockwise around the outside of your body like a corkscrew, all the way up to the top of the crown of your head, and then straight down your spine, grounding you back firmly into the earth. May you be strengthened with love and purity. May you remember the vision for your life, that is to create and live with ease. And may you serve your soul's purpose of being who you are and loving who you are and accepting who you are. And may your heart be awakened and illumined with with light. And may you be a beacon of light to shine for all who come in contact with you. And may God's blessing be upon this work. Amen. So please share my services and my website with people. I would love to serve more. And may you be strengthened in joy. And until next week, keep shining. Amplify your spirit. Activate yourself. And shine as you're meant to shine. Tracy Rhodes from Cellular Healing.